If you are an active duty service member ready to transition out of the military, a loving spouse seeking support and resources on how to cope with PTSD, or maybe a military brat ready to take the next steps to join the Air Force, or a veteran wanting to connect with others through shared experiences, then this is the right podcast for you. My name is Laura Figures, and this is the Freedom Isn't Free podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Laura Figures. First, thank you for joining me each and every single week as we continue to bring you inspiring stories or resources that address Is Freedom Free? Today, I wanted to take a little bit of time just to discuss mental health awareness. Each year, millions of Americans face the reality of living with a mental illness. On April 30th, 2021, the Biden administration released a proclamation on National Mental Health Awareness Month, recognizing May as National Mental Health Awareness Month. In addition, 32 states have released similar proclamations declaring May as Mental Health Awareness Month statewide. A number of proclamations highlighted the importance of mental health awareness programs and a need for evidence-based training such as mental health first aid. Now, here are some data points that speaks to the scope of mental health. 1 in 5 U.S. adults experience mental illness each year. 1 in 20 U.S. adults experience serious mental illness each year. 1 in 6 U.S. youth aged 6 through 17 experience a mental health disorder each year. 50% of all lifetime mental illness begins by age 14 and 75% by age 24. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among people aged 10 through 34. Now, you're probably asking me, Laura, what is mental health? Well, mental health includes your emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress related to others and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. Over the course of your life, if you experience mental health problems, your thinking, mood, and behavior could be affected. Many factors contribute to mental health problems, including biological factors, such as your genes or your brain chemistry, life experiences such as trauma or abuse, and then there's family history of mental health problems. Mental health problems are common, but if you're not sure if you or someone you're living with has mental health problems, I'll give you some examples of feelings or behaviors that can be an early warning sign of a problem. Eating or sleeping too much or too little, pulling away from people and usual activities, having low or no energy, feeling numb or like nothing matters, having unexplained aches and pains, feeling helpless or hopeless, smoking, drinking, or using drugs more than usual, feeling unusually confused, forgetful, on edge, angry, upset, worried, or scared, yelling or fighting with friends and family, experiencing severe mood swings that cause problems in relationships, having persistent thoughts and memories you can't get out of your head, hearing voices or believing things that are not true, thinking of harming yourself or others. And lastly, the inability to perform daily tasks like taking care of your kids or going to work or school. Now, those are some examples of early warning signs, which a lot of us have experienced. May is a time to reconnect with your emotional well-being, as well as begin emerging from the pandemic. The events of this past year have changed how we shopped, how we socialized, learned, and even work. And while some of us are working from home and some of us are still commuting into the office, there is no denying that feeling of stress and anxiety are at an all-time high. According to some recent data provided by the CDC, symptoms of anxiety disorder and depressive disorder increase considerably in the United States during the summer of last year in comparison to the same time frame of 2019. Nearly 41% reported at least one adverse mental or behavioral health condition. Additionally, recent data from ProduScores, a company that analyzes user data across platforms, showed that productivity increased 47% in 2020, despite the coronavirus lockdown. Finally, a survey conducted by HR Exchange Network showed that employees' self-reports of burnout increased from 42% pre-pandemic to 72% in August of 2020. 30% said that blurring the work and personal life was a major challenge. Now, these statistics paint a harrowing picture. People are working more and feeling increasingly stressed. Now, feeling levels of some level of stress, you know, related to work is normal. But if it begins to affect your everyday mood, your relationships, your personal relationships, your mental health, it's time to take a closer look. If you're feeling burnt out, it could be time to ask your boss for a mental health day. It is important to remember that your mental health is just as important as your physical health. So asking for a mental health day doesn't have to be a different ask than asking for a regular sick day. This past year has been nothing but usual. So give yourself some grace. You deserve to take a breath and recenter yourself. Taking some time off to care for your mental health is a great way to be the difference. You will return to work feeling refreshed and ready to go. A robust self-care routine is a great way to care for yourself when life feels overwhelming. And any other time, honestly, you can implement self-care when you had a hard day, before you go to bed, or simply because it's Wednesday, right? Or when you just feel like it. But most importantly is when you have a routine that works for you and your mental health. Self-care can be whatever you want it to be or whatever you need it to be. The best part about a self-care plan is that your plan is nobody else's. I'll give you some tips from Mental Health First Aid that can help you practice self-care and take care of your mental health, especially during the pandemic. Look for opportunities to laugh. Laughing helps release endorphins, our body's feel-good hormones. Get enough sleep. Adults usually need 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night. If you find yourself struggling to fall asleep or to stay asleep, try limiting technology, using prior to bed, or having a consistent night routine. Having a cup of decaffeinated tea or coffee, reading are great ways to wind down and signal to your brain that it's time to go to bed. Exercise as appropriate. Exercise is a good way for our emotional health as well as our physical health. It increases your serotonin levels, leading to improved mood and energy. Choosing something that you enjoy. This can be from anything like running around with your kids or playing fetch with your dog, lifting weights, or just practicing yoga. Another way for self-care is creating a no list. It's more than okay to set healthy boundaries for things that no longer serve you. This can be anything from not checking your email at a certain time to not attending every event that you're invited to. Another tip is be kind to yourself. You spend most of the time with yourself. So make sure your relationship with the person in the mirror is a positive one. This is something that you can practice and be as simple as saying, "You're proud of yourself today." Affirmations really work, you guys. Make sure that you incorporate them. Stay connected. Even with this physical distancing guidelines that are in place, you can still stay connected with your friends and loved ones through technologies like video calls, FaceTime, leaning on social support networks if you feel overwhelmed or lonely through experiencing this uncertain time together. It feels good to take care of yourself and do things you enjoy, but don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it. Getting support from a mental health professional or someone you trust is also self-care, and you deserve the support. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and no matter how resilient we are, there are always new techniques to learn to thrive during difficult times. We encourage you to increase mental health awareness to help promote mental health for everyone in your personal and professional life. Self-care is proven to reduce stress and anxiety while increasing self-compassion. Sometimes it can be difficult to take care of yourself. However, there are small things that can be done to make self-care and time for ourselves a little easier. Accept yourself for who you are. Focus on the basics. Find out what makes you happy. Practice mindfulness. Set small goals and set yourself limits. Like I said before, while in 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health illness each year, everyone faces challenges in life that can impact their mental health. Seeking help is a sign of strength, honestly, to learn new ways to cope. Taking some extra steps to reduce your overall tension can prevent your feelings and the reactions that they cause from spiraling out of control. So pause before you react. Maybe change your environment. Get out of it altogether. Organize yourself. Manage your expectations. That is a key one, I will honestly say. I do that in my life a lot. Release buildup energy. Eliminate stressors if possible. I know you can't release your job, but if possible, eliminate them. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Now you're probably saying, "Laura, what can I do to help raise mental health awareness?" Well, each of us can play a part, whether big or small, in raising mental health awareness and thereby decreasing the stigma. Mental Health Awareness Month is a great time to take part in this cause by being an ambassador for mental health in one of the following ways that I'm going to give you. Listen, be a volunteer or make a monetary donation to the Mental Health America or National Alliance on Mental Health. Be a supportive friend or a loved one who is basically struggling through a mental health condition. Help raise mental health awareness on social media by engaging with platforms that support mental health awareness. Pay attention to your language. Avoid language that is negative, like "she's bipolar," or "that's a schizo," or "they're crazy," "they're psycho." And lastly, learn more about mental health. Listen to TED Talks, podcasts like my own on mental health topics. Read a book or blog about mental health or self-help issues. These are great ways to not only learn about mental health, but also to improve your mental well-being. If you or someone you care about feels overwhelmed with emotions like sadness, depression, or anxiety, or like you want to hurt yourself or others, call 911. You can also contact the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration Disaster Distress Helpline at 800-985-8255. 5990 or the National Suicide Prevention Line at 800-273-8255, or you can text MHFA to 741-741 to talk to a crisis text line counselor. So thank you everyone for listening. The month of May is so important for our mental health awareness. Listen, I just gave some tips, some knowledge, just wanted to come on here and connect, mentally connect with you. So thank you for joining me today, and I appreciate you. For those of you that are listening, as always, don't forget to thank a veteran for their service. I love hearing from you, my listeners, military heroes, veterans, spouses. Message me your stories and let your voice be heard. And while you're doing that, go inside the podcast app, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. This helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission by helping us provide a voice for our service members, then make sure you subscribe. It makes a difference by leaving a review. And remember to thank a veteran.